ikanulwabo kwala acheche ndo zokafuni kwebo ikothe khotha yengekothi kahle nomlomo ukunjebo kumqhabu zobona umdajapu ubale ndodla phumelele kwasuphodla thenga ugologo 24/7 siyawuchitha sithathele rap sibuyisele muve ebantwini sathole lokushini nabantwana emapheshini now is the fresh air in this game for sure.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
This is Name As You Go.
And I am Shaka Zulu.
I'm Kevin. And we will be your host today.
Wow, look at my levels on that thing. It picked so hard.
Yeah, maybe you should.
No, that's... No, that, when I say Shaka Zulu, I kind of like went very hard on it.
Yeah, you talk way too. Yeah, that hurt.
Oh, shit, look at that.
Yeah, that hurt my ears. I think anybody who's listening to this is going to scream in pain.
So what do you have in mind, man?
So what's Name As You Go? Well, we're going to be talking about anything we feel like.
Right? What's going on with you?
All right, not much.
How was your week?
Not bad. Lots of busy work.
Busy work doing what?
Well, you know, we're both graphic designers and...
I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We just walked into a room and we met each other. I'm a graphic designer, I guess, then. And
well, more like a web designer.
Well, I guess it's web now, yeah. But I'm a graphic designer still, technically. And I was trying to launch a website right now for my company and launch most of it. The other half of it we're going to be launching on Monday, so it's a lot of work.
Is everything online right now?
Half of it.
What do you mean half of it?
It's a transition design because what happens is there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of assets that need to be moved around.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do it, we basically moved half and half. So we moved half the design in right now, and we're going to do the images on Monday.
Sounds boring.
Very, very boring. Cool. I just bored myself to death saying that.
Other than that?
We should talk about some stuff.
No, I don't think we should.
No? How was your day? How was your week?
Week?
How was your day just sleeping? So how was your week?
I am like a vampire. I instead of sleeping every night, I sleep every week and I wake up on the weekend. Makes sense, right?
I don't know how you pull in a paycheck. How you pull in a paycheck with that.
We are an old legion of vampires that sleep weekly and wake up on weekends. Instead of we sleeping during the day and wake up at night.
So it's a day by day basis.
Something like that.
So how do you commute to work then?
We don't work.
Do you telecommute? No?
We foresaw everything in the world, so we
you're kind of good for the money. You just have to do fortune telling on the weekend.
Yeah, we just.
All right. Try and tell my future. It's gonna happen in 24 hours.
You will die.
Well, that's kind of morbid.
You will die.
Well, you know what? I think that kind of. Why am I doing this podcast then if I'm going to die? I have better things to do.
This is the last thing you ever do, so just put your heart into it.
I'm not going to put my heart into this. This is horrible. What am I going to do now? I'm going to die in 24 hours. What am I going to do?
This is the best time of your life.
Not the best time of my life.
You could
buy 30 lottery tickets if I had a little bit more time.
Give me the money I'll buy after you die.
No, I don't want you to win it. I don't want a vampire that sleeps on the week to win it.
Oh, yeah. That's how do you think I'll be surviving all these years?
Like telling people they're going to die and then take their money to spend on lottery tickets.
Yeah, you got to be smart about it. And technically, it's not a scam.
So all those lottery ticket winners, they're vampires is what you're saying. They're within your legion.
They... got scammed by me after they scammed other people.
So it's a pyramid scheme. So vampires run pyramid schemes.
Let's not talk about this. You might die.
I want to understand this before I die. I at least want to understand this before I die so I can at least have some piece of understanding that how it caused my death.
I cannot talk about this.
Fine. What is going to cause my death?
I cannot talk about this.
That was the worst vampire hit ever.
So, what do you have in mind, man? What is going on? What happened this week? What's that? Who's that? That guy's creepy.
Yeah. Show well, me. I'm looking at my iPad right now.
Is that a kid that ate someone's brain?
Apparently.
Do you know the story behind
it? I don't really want to know the story. I know the general idea behind the story because Jamil has been talking about it. Our friend Jamil has been talking about it nonstop.
Tell me what's the story?
Wasn't the story about something he was like? These guys were like,
well, you don't have on to guess drugs the story. Or something. Just read the story.
I could, but
read
you know,
a paragraph of the story.
I could, but I'm swiping back and forth too much, and I'm causing.
Looks like you're you can't even.
Ah, it's swiping back and forth too much.
Looks like you can't even manage to work your stupid tablet over there.
I can't. My non-denominational tablet.
So you can't find the story you're saying. Can you just read that?
I
that
can. Part? Wait, wait, fuck, no, fuck you.
Can
damn
you just
it.
Read that
no,
part? Can
no,
you...
no. Fuck. What are you doing? I don't know. Wait, there we go. Okay.
You don't need to read the whole thing. Just read the relevant part, which is usually
I don't know what the relevant part is.
Usually it's just like the first or second paragraph. That's
okay,
it.
Fine. A Maryland man was charged with murdering a male housemate confessed to investigators that after killing the victim he ingested the man's heart and portions of his brain. Was
so
weren't they supposedly on like drugs or something?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the one reading the story.
I'm not the one. You're the person who can't.
Okay, read some more. Trying to skim through it very quick and see if there's any cause.
They said they found a human head and two hands. They said in a subsequent interview that there was a knife that he used to cut him up.
Hold on. So this guy, was he hungry? Was he hungry? Did he do this because he couldn't afford to buy food?
I have no clue. It doesn't say anything about this stuff.
So essentially, he killed his housemate and picked out the choice parts to eat, and he ate the guy.
Huh.
Do you think the brain is like the best part to eat when you kill someone?
Well, the old culture used to tell people that by eating their brain, you gain their knowledge. By eating their heart, you gain their strength.
Yeah, but like, if you kill a guy, won't you rather eat his balls? I mean,
to gain his girth?
Think about it. Every time someone needs to do something courageous, like what I'm talking to you, to go ahead and do something, I told you, you know, grow some balls. Go do that. So, by some definition, doesn't the balls hold more of the men's? I mean, that guy has some huge
balls.
Well,
actually, it's in the brain. So,
no.
Hormones are in the brain, stimulate the aggression.
I think when you're minded to kill someone for the purpose of eating them, to digest them, you should eat the balls.
Well, then.
I mean, not in your case. If someone kills you, they're not going to eat your balls. I mean, they'll just get weak.
What's that supposed to mean?
They want you to get wicked by eating your
That's balls. Horrible.
So, yeah, I think this guy went about it all wrong. If he had given the story that, oh, I killed that guy because I want to get some courage from him and that ate his balls, they would probably let him off scot-free.
I just
blew your mind.
Well, then.
Freaking blew your mind.
Sure. All right. Whatever you say. Let's move on from this because I have nothing to say.
I told you. I've been living this life for a while.
Yes, now. Mr. Vampire.
And
what was your name again? I forgot.
Shaka.
Shaka? Okay.
Shaka is African vampire.
With a little bit of a trailing at the ah, right?
Shaka.
It's got to be Shaka.
Zulu.
Who's Zulu? Your best friend?
No, Zulu is a tribe from South Africa. Shaka Zulu is actually used to be the king. This very renowned king of the Zulu people. And he fought off a lot of the colonial powers that came to take.
And until he died.
Everyone died.
Yes, but he died. Did he die to colonials or did he die by old age?
I don't know if he got killed or if he lived through it. But he was a very renowned guy, Shaka Zulu.
Was he renowned because he was very strange in a way?
No, very strong. Hold on, let me do some magic over here.
Magic as in Googling?
No, let me look into my crystal ball of history.
Ball or balls? Are there two? Do they hang underneath your girth?
So he's there. He is. I can't really read.
Oh, cool! They etched him. They etched a picture of him. Now, if you use your magic balls, Command Plus, you can zoom in. Just in case you're curious. Wow, look, your crystal ball is zooming in.
What can I say?
It's amazing.
It's a technological ball.
Yeah, why?
Like we said back in the old days.
Why don't we sell eyeballs?
So yeah, the story of Shaka Zulu is some very
charismatic. Yes. Yep.
Guy, leader guy that managed to fight a lot, kill a lot of people, and he's renowned for kind of like, you know, Julius Caesar or Genghis Khan or Alexander the Great. The more people you kill, the greater you are.
Speaking of which, I just was watching. I'm really, really into anime. Have you seen Fate Zero? That one that came out?
What's that?
It's like, you know which one. You know Fate Stay Night, right?
No, I don't think I do.
No? Fate. Oh. No. Not feed. Fate. F-A-T-E.
I like...
You like to feed on zeros. Okay. No, for God's sake, stop feet.
You said feet.
I said fate. F-A-T-E. Not feet. Feet Zero. Oh man, you know what? I have to make a comic called Feet Zero now. Oh my god.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you will be very successful in among certain people of a certain sexual orientation. Oh yeah.
Who like feet?
Oh yeah.
So it's not the guy who ate the guy's brain and hands, so obviously, because his preference is hands and brains.
What's this all about?
Well, what happens is it's a magical war or something, blah blah blah, right? That involves like renowned heroes and kings fighting with the magicians.
Renowned as in history, renowned?
Yeah, like historically renowned. So like
is that Clone High when they bring every
well more like magicians bringing them back. So not so science, not so much science.
So they bring them back to fight on their side or to fight against them.
Fight against each other.
So two each, historical.
So a magician brings back a hero to fight, and there's about eight of them, I think. There's eight that fight, and whichever hero and magician is left in the fight wins this like magical holy grail, whatever, right?
Okay.
So Fate Zero, which is the prequel to Fate Stay Night, if anybody actually understands what I'm saying, involves a guy called Alexander the Great, and the drawing for Alexander the Great is pretty awesome, and the character is really, really awesome.
Which one is he?
Not that one. That red cloak guy right there. Yep.
That's Alexander the Great.
Well, that's the anime's like rendition of him, right?
That's the most inaccurate rendition of Alexander the Great that I've ever seen.
But he looks so fucking awesome.
Looks pretty ridiculous.
He looks so fucking awesome.
It's like a mix between Japanese and Roman.
Yes, like, because like, this is an anime.
Look at the costume, like. Up between the torso and the knees, he's Roman, and after that, he's Japanese, and the big hood on him, you know, it just looks like some kind of.
He was in an area that was desert. There's almost guarantee that he wasn't wearing a giant furry cloak.
A bunch of scars on his. Is Alexander the Great himself? Is he known for being a fighter or more of a strategist?
I think he was known for being,
I think it's
charismatic.
Right.
I think that's what he was known for. Because,
and a strategist.
Because I know he was a strategist, of course.
Do you think he was in the front lines killing people himself?
The stories that last say that he was.
I mean, every story about a great person always says that. Like he was
no, right but there. The, he no, was but the stories right would the stories would say he would basically conquer and then leave a leader there that was from the actual tribe. So he wouldn't actually be like in putting someone of his people on there. He would basically conquer it and then leave, pretty much. So the only difference really was that it was part of it was sort of like taking provinces and making them part of a country. That was pretty much what he was doing to countries.
Yeah, he was. I mean, according to history, he had a hand in writing himself, of course.
Obviously.
I mean, his people. He's the winner of the war.
It's like the only way this history would have survived is somebody
from the winning side writes it down.
Or keeps it, at least.
Of
keeps
course, so, you know, he was able to expand.
So for all we know, he was a horrible person.
I'm sure he was.
He probably was a little. It's probably a little bit horrible killing, like, you know, killing some people at least.
It's all right. That's how the most of the.
But the story is pretty awesome.
I've been thinking about this. Where do you think the next superpower? You know, like the Romans used to be the major. First the Egyptians, then the Romans, then the Greeks. And then after that, I don't know, was mostly in the Byzantine Empire.
Yeah, there was scattered. And then there's Britain for the longest time. And then Spain, I think. No, Spain and then Britain, wasn't it? Spain was Spain, first, wasn't it? Or?
Portugal. I mean, not Portugal. Spain, which, you know, eventually conquered the Americas.
Yeah.
And then America.
And then traded it.
And then the British came in. And then they settled down, and then the French also came, and then we got Canada out of it. And, so today it's America is the biggest superpower. And then
they're losing
slowly.
Yeah, they're losing power, and China's supposed
slowly
to be the
China,
next.
The Asian countries are creeping up.
The theory China, is India. China's going to be next, but it might actually be India. Depending.
India's creeping up.
India's really coming right behind it.
A little bit. And Japan has always been there.
Germany is very strong still.
Germany... it's been watched very closely, so they don't per se
but
want
have,
to conquer the planet.
No, they don't need to. No, in this day and age, it's not really war.
It's economic.
It's economic war.
Yeah, and so Germany Japan has a lot are of very, very well placed when it comes to money.
Japan's very close to China, so they'll basically do what we as Canadians have been doing. We can take advantage of the fact that
Japan was very interested in conquering the planet. I mean, that's what Pearl Harbor and all that.
Yeah.
But today, since
they're not very strong right now.
There's a lot of restriction on if they can have nuclear weapons and whatnot, so they don't have those things. I don't think they do. Because after the war, I think there was tension.
Yeah, but at this point in
from having any
at this
army,
point, I don't think it's going to be actual physical wars, more so economical wars these
days.
And that's how and you would
win. Did you hear the story about Stuxnet's?
I don't know what Stuxnet is.
Stuxnet is this very powerful virus malware program that apparently the American and Israel collaborate together to write and to attack Iran's nuclear power, nuclear program. They were successful in doing so and sending back Iran.
But this is all supposed stuff, I'm guessing.
No,
no way
Stuxnet
really...
did happen. Iran got hit by a malware virus called Stuxnet, and their program got set back another 20 years because they broke a lot of stuff in the program.
Okay.
Like physical hardware got broken by this virus. And some guys were in a book right now, and he says that it started from Bush. Bush started a war.
Senior?
Bush, no. Bush Jr., the same guy who attacked Iraq and Afghanistan.
So the guy who's incompetent was able to do that.
Apparently, he started this after the war started in Iraq. He couldn't come out anymore and speak out against Iran because up to this point, people don't believe him anymore since he lied to go to Iraq. So what he did is he just started... what do you call it? The cyber war.
Okay.
So they wrote a virus. But the story now from the CIA is saying that it's Israel that modified the virus and sent it to Iran. You get it?
So it's basically the U.S.
U.S. is blaming Israel for modifying the virus. Because
So what was the virus's original intent in that case then?
No, they won't say that. So this virus
was it to send it to China?
This virus
and they just missed that.
This virus was not a spam virus. It wasn't just open something in your computer and then you get infected. This virus needed physical access to the program to Iran's.
Well, usually
reactor.
Yes, because why would you ever connect your nuclear military
to
the internet? Why would you ever do that?
So somehow this virus got into Iran and got into the facilities that for the nuclear power, and then they got infected.
I like to imagine it's like Ocean's 11.
And this is apparently just one of the most powerful things that I was ever created by a programmer, and it's hard. And it was not.
I don't think it was made by just one programmer.
No, there's a bunch of.
I bet it was probably a bunch.
And yeah. It took advantage of Windows 90, Windows XP or 98.
It's probably XP. XP's really easy to break.
There's a bunch of zero-day vulnerabilities.
Yes.
How do you say that word?
Vulnerabilities.
Vulnerabilities.
Exactly.
And four of them. Which Microsoft didn't know anything about, of course. I mean, they won't say. Or the U.S. government bought the holes from Microsoft so they can exploit them.
Mm-hmm.
Or they found them and didn't say anything about it. Who knows? And, yeah, that's what happened to Stuxnet. Mm-hmm. Where were we?
We were talking about
the
wars.
The future wars.
Who's
the future
gonna be,
wars.
Who's going to be a big superpower?
I'm thinking the guy who has the most programmers. The most skilled programmers.
I think whoever has the most information. So it may be that Google starts their own country called that Google called .lol.
I saw that.
You did
registered a high level domain.
No, they're in the next bidding. They're going to.
No, they already bought them. They already bought a .YouTube, .Google. What I'm wondering, how come no one got .search?
Probably because they were too busy trying to
lock down their domains. There probably was a lot of, you know, fighting over that you know, between Bing and Google.
Oh, so they're picking their battles is what you're thinking.
Someone must have wanted to get that search.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get it. Doing a bid is different.
No. This was just you go and give ICANN, you give them 120 something million $1,000.
You have to be able to prove that you can support the system, though.
No,
of the domain registration.
That's what only the big companies get.
Google will obviously be able to, but
universities got theirs also because they don't want any other porn questionable material to use there to buy those domains like. Harvard, for example. Mm. Sorry, taken by Harvard. And this thing is expensive.
Oh, you mean you mean the private ones? I thought you were I thought. Okay, no, I understand that. Yeah.
You don't, do you?
I kind of understand. Yes.
No, you don't. So the cost is about $128,000.
That's just the initial.
Just to buy it.
Yeah.
And every year I have to pay $30,000 to keep it up.
Well, not just 30,000. That's just to ICANN, right? And then there's a whole bunch of money involved to just support the system if you're taking
system?
It public.
This is just a DNS. This is just a DNS thing.
No, but if you like, Google obviously wants to take these on to a public, right?
Well,
so in order to support it, they
coming
would
to
need
the public. I haven't seen any website from .xxx yet. Have you?
Not any that's notable, no. Well, I know that Apple bought their .xxx, and everybody pretty much bought their .xxs so that they don't...
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they all bought... All these big companies bought their .xxx to prevent the... Yeah, see? It's been reserved from registration.
So Apple already bought this.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't just redirect, but, you know, they bought it.
How do you
those are high level ones, those are great.
Oh, okay, there we go. Porn.xsx works.
I think that's where you register it though.
Oh yeah. Okay, say look who's using .xsx. So those are the guys.
You mean girls?
So gaybar.xsx, hdvideo.xsx, amateur phone sex.xsx, shopping. Oh, look at that. Shopping.xsx. And this is where you come to get your adult stuff. Looks good, man.
Do vampires become adults?
No, we don't become adults.
So what would you classify yourself? A child or a nameless or something like that?
Eternal beings.
Eternal being. Are there any things for eternal beings there?
Yes. I see some stuff that I like very, very much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, maybe maybe we should shop a bit before we go.
Should we be recording while this happens?
Shopping.xsx.
Wow, you're trying.
Is there any?
What if we can get them for a sponsor?
Dissex? Shopping.xsx. First, you get people to listen to the show.
And why then, can't we do it the other way around?
Then you get a sponsor.
I don't understand. We're sponsoring them right now pretty much for free. We're advertising for them pretty much for free. What the fuck?
I wonder what else they have.
Oh my god.
So this is mostly for shopping so far. Just so this is called Sex Shop World. XSX. .English/English.
You know, I'm kind of confused. What would you call it?
High level domain.
Yeah, it's a new top level domain. Why would you have top such level, a long name? Why would you choose such a long name?
You know, you want to get the one word from the.
Like, yeah, you want to get the one word. I'm like, this is new. Why would you get three words?
Okay.
Like those ones. Like
right, someone already got shopping, so. And someone obviously already got sex. Someone already got shop. And so you have to combine.
Like, how much thought would be involved? They put three words, for God's sakes. Like, come on. Like,
yeah, but it's new. It makes sense for them.
No, but it's new. There must be an easier way. Like, two words.
I don't get it. Someone already has those words. The one words. Like, shopping, for example. Someone already has that.
How about, like, I don't know, sexy shopping or something? I don't know.
So the three is the number of them. That's irritating you. You want them to be two.
Yeah, because, like, you know. It shouldn't be that difficult to think of something that's shorter.
I'm fine with it.
You're going to remember
sex? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go shop right now.
You're going to go to Sex Shop World over shopping now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So there doesn't seem to be too many sex domains.
There's a right and left. I'm pretty sure there's more.
You know, I wish they list all of them all at once so that you don't have to go through nine at a time.
Well, if anybody goes to porn.xxx, they'll see what we're talking about. But make sure you're above the legal age
How about ssx.xsx?
You can actually Google that. All right, let's see what that is. It's probably the domain register too. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Smart.
Exact same
thing. One day I thought, has anyone already registered com.com? I mean, com, not cum, com.com, and of course someone already has it, but I don't know who it is anymore.
You actually think there's a three letter anything, like it could be a random combination of letters. .com is still available.
Nope.
If anybody finds a three letter random combination of letters that still works for .com, please tell me. I'd like to own it.
I was wondering how come Google didn't get .www. That makes a lot of sense.
Because you can't.
You probably could.
No.
Pay the money for it.
No, it's a rule. You can't have www.something.www.
No way.
It's a rule. Let me see. How confusing would that be, first of all?
Yep. It exists. You can buy right there.
www. Oh, you mean like that way?
I mean, this technically it is www.www.com.
No, it's www.www.
Yeah, but it redirects you here, which means this exists.
All right, fine, whatever.
How do you get a www1 anyway?
That was, I believe, in the early days of the web.
Uh-uh.
Wasn't it?
You lie.
No, it is, wasn't it? It's before www.
No, I think it started from World Wide Web. The one that's
okay. Google. Okay, you look into your crystal ball and check why. Why it's WW1. Not WWW1.
It's just two W's?
Yeah, WW1. But be careful, it's going to show up World War One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then, there's no way to find out what that means.
I almost lost my mic on that one.
Your bat wing clipped it almost.
Indeed. Yeah, you're not gonna get any result for this.
Yeah, maybe we'll just see if somebody can tell us what that means. Well, if you know the answer to anything, we have absolutely.
Hi,
no
everybody!
Clue about.
Welcome to the Google Show, where we Google everything you want.
What are you talking about? This is Crystal Ball.
My name is Shaka.
My name is Kevin.
And just let us know what you want us to Google for you.
Yeah, just go. Just Just rather than type in Google, go to twitter.com/nameasyougo.
And then
tweet us.
Give us the word.
And then give us the query, and then we'll Google it for you.
And I'm certain Kevin will take care of that for you.
Yeah, I'll take care of it next week, maybe. Or next month. Or next Wait, I'm dead in 24 hours. You're going to have to do it.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll replace you.
Yeah.
We'll
find another Kevin.
We were speaking about the fucked up stuff that happened last week or this week, and
there's fucked up stuff happening every 24 hours.
There was some guy that got his face eaten.
Ah, yes.
Do you see the photo of, like, he has this permanent expression on his face now?
Wasn't he shot by police, and he was something about he was struggling, could keep going, blah blah blah.
Did you even know the story?
I don't know. People tell me the story. I don't read it. The world's too depressing to read. Great.
This guy has, like, this parents.
Oh, lovely.
Look at that.
Great.
He has no nose. He has no, just that one eye.
Well,
I can't even make up. What is that?
Well, I will never sleep well again.
What am I looking at right now?
I'm looking at an eyeball and a eaten face.
So this is the guy that did it.
Lovely.
And this is the guy that got chewed up.
Even better. Great. He looks homeless.
Yeah, he does. That's the way I want to go.
Homeless?
No. Face eaten up.
I'd rather just fall asleep. I'll just go with the plain old way.
This is a much better badass way to go. I mean,
yeah, because you're on the news. Yeah, okay.
And if you survive this one, you get a whole new identity out of it.
You just said the way you go, so you'd be dead.
Yeah, but if you just survive, you'd be famous. Why is he naked? That's my question. So apparently, this guy's high on some kind of drug. I think PCP or one of those special little.
What is concoctions.
Hallucinogenic. Hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
So he has that going on, and for some reason he's naked. The guy who was shooting people's face off, the perpetrator, is naked. And wow, look at this guy. Such a young guy. Full of hopes and dreams. And bang, you get your face eaten.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so what else you got for me?
Well, then, let's see. Let's check the non-denominational tablet for. Well, here's an interesting one. Well, kind of interesting. Apparently, it's one of those ones where. What are you playing? You're playing another one? So, I don't know if you know, but there's cat cafes in Tokyo.
What do you mean, cat cafes?
Like you basically have a whole bunch of cats, like, wandering around in a little cafe, and you basically pay money to just play with them.
What?
Like, pet them.
So it's like a petting zoo.
It's like a petting zoo, but only cats. No, it's a cat cafe because the reason why it's called a cafe is because you can buy drinks and stuff like that.
So
you can buy treats for the cats.
So these cats are there. You don't bring your own cat.
You don't bring your own cat, no.
So the cats are there.
Yep.
You show up.
You pay money just to play with the cat, yes.
Remember a feature on my episode when the Fry wants to see a dinosaur? And then he has a bucket list of things he wants to do. And then apparently they were able to clone dinosaurs back in the future.
Yeah, and then he ate his hands.
And then he went to feed him with a pig. And the dinosaur eats his hand. So basically you just go there to feed the cats and pet them.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Or don't you just get a cat?
Because Japan doesn't have very much room.
So, I guess.
So the plan would. I would say it's cheaper just to move out of Japan at that point.
Of all the fucked up things in Japan, this is the least fucked up one so far.
It is. It is actually. It's actually a night. It's a very popular nightlife thing to do. So, like,
people go out at night to do this.
Yes, instead of going to clubs. Like, there's clubs.
So you don't do this in place of going to the zoo. You're done work.
You go to a cat cafe. There's other things to do. Like there's little. There's like arcades, of course. There's like karaoke. There's those host club things. You know what I'm talking about, right? Mm. Those where women go and basically get where they basically go and these like men in suits basically pour drinks for them or something.
Oh yeah, that thing.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I think I've already seen also that in China when like there's this new rising group of rich people.
Yes,
and these rich women.
Yes,
want companions.
Exactly,
and so this young guy is just hanging out,
just basically hanging out,
well dressed.
Yeah,
in clubs.
No sex involved or anything. Yeah, like that. Literally just talking to them.
These rich kids, these rich women, just go there and just sit
they're
down.
Complimented all day long. Yes.
And they're complimented,
surrounded by young men. Yes, and
They pay the kid, the guys.
Yeah,
and these guys surprisingly all look like women. Have you noticed?
Pretty much, yes.
I mean, they are very well groomed, but like in a way that women groom themselves.
Pretty much, the
hair is like very laxed down and
dyed, everything.
Dyed and every feminine.
Primmed like eyebrows and everything. Yeah, exactly. That is it. Yes. But anyways, back to the cat cafes. That is one of the nightlife things people do. When I went to Tokyo, my buddy wanted to go check them out, but I didn't want to go because I'm like, I'm allergic to them. I don't want to deal with it.
Oh, you mean the cats?
Yes.
I thought you mean the other...
No, because he's not a woman.
Yeah, but you could get a job there. I mean, not you. Maybe your friend. If
he wanted to, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you pretty much get rejected by every...
Yo, that's not
desperate,
cool.
Desperate, lonely women.
That's not cool. How'd it turn that way? What did I do to deserve that?
It's you, man. It's just you.
Even vampires hate me.
Even Japan knows you.
Even vampires hate me now. Great.
Even Japan knows you.
Yeah. So, anyways, the interesting thing, the news article was saying that the cat cafes are closing at 10 because they're worried about animal rights. But what the people are saying are like, cats wake up at night. So why should it close at 10? But I'm like, sort of like, why does a cat cafe exist in the first place?
You think cats sleep at night?
They sleep during the day.
They sleep all the time, but like, do they have a
schedule? No.
Schedule when they sleep?
No.
So there's really no point of
closing. There's no point of place. There's no point in having a curfew at 10 because they literally will probably be awake by then.
Do you think? So people just get very creative when they're coming up with this kind of business plans. So like you just like
where just in general you mean
mostly Japan, maybe America has some pretty fucked up
they do have some fucked up things too,
but Japan is mostly.
I gotta tell you about this restaurant after, but yeah, go on.
And so this some guy just thought, people like cats, people like going out, why don't you just combine cats?
And most people can't keep cats at their place, so
that's pretty genius. I mean, I wish I thought about that.
It's apparently a man in Osaka who started it.
Yeah, I mean,
very brilliant.
The overhead for those that cannot be. And people love cats.
Yeah. You just buy the cats. They last for about maybe 10 years.
I think we should do that.
We should start cafes?
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Why are we doing this? We'll sell our podcast gear.
I think we should do a dog/cat cafe. People just come and
get
to pets.
I think it's going to be two separate ones. Because I think the dogs and cats, eat the cat.
Some dogs are very, very, very friendly dogs.
But some cats are assholes.
So basically, people come and pet the... Pets?
Couldn't we just open a pet shop at that point?
No, like pet shop, they have to be in cages. You cannot touch them.
No, but you're allowed to play with them. There's certain areas you can play with them.
You just tap the glass and they react to it.
We should have it like half like that. We should sell the cat or dog if they want it, but we rent the cat time, so we make money both ways. This is genius. Whoever's listening to this, do not copy us.
This idea has been
copyrighted in some weird way.
In North America, all North American countries.
No, it's been patented on the planet Earth.
In Europe included, Japan excluded.
Oh, wait, everywhere but Antarctica.
In Japan. Some of you own the actual store there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think we should.
Why are we doing this?
I think we should keep doing this, you know.
On the side?
On the side.
We'll launch the cat cafe?
As a way to get free advertising
for a cat cafe that doesn't exist yet.
For a dog / cat cafe.
We're gonna find some property for that. That reminds me. Yes. So what I was saying was, there's a lot of these weird sort of places, right? There's one in Taiwan that's basically it's not really cat cafe, but it's weird as well. It's a restaurant that is toilet themed. Like, you sit on toilets, you eat out of toilets.
What?
Yes. You drink soda out of urinal, like the little hospital urinal things.
Are people just vaccinated? Toiletry?
I don't really know, but it's in Taiwan, and I kind of want to visit it.
I've heard of...
You've heard of this?
No. I've heard of people going to dark themed restaurant where you
eat in the night, eat in the dark. Yeah, we have them in Toronto. Yeah.
But this is where you actually go to eat in the bathroom.
It's not a bathroom. It's just bathroom themed. Toilet themed, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I quite as well just take a dump in one of those things.
You could technically take a dump in the seat that you're sitting in, yes. That there isn't really much stopping you because they're busy.
Are you allowed to be naked in there?
Are you naked in the toilet when you go to the toilet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the time when
I wouldn't know, but you know.
I go one extra level of being naked.
Is that is that a particular immortal being sort of thing, or just you?
You just won't understand.
It's just you.
When you take a shower, that's just the basic
level. That's just the beginning, yes.
But when you go in a dump toilet / next level of nakedness themed .tm.
So you're thinking we should open alongside the dog cat cafe, right next to it, we should open a urinal themed restaurant where people have to be naked
and actually take dumps.
Do they have to be very appealing? Do they have to be beautiful?
You have to score at least a 10 on a 10 scale.
On a Shazam scale?
At least a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
I can't remember what your name is this time. Shaku?
Shaka.
A 10 on a Shaka scale.
Shaka.
Shaka. Shaka scale.
No. It's like orgasmic.
Yeah, great. So we're going to open a mall of this stuff, is basically.
Yeah.
At this point, we're going to have a mall of all these different stores.
This section, you have to be a 10 on a scale of 10.
If you're not a 10, you're allowed to go to the cat cafe.
No, I don't know, man. Maybe 9.9.
So 9.9 is the cat cafe. Where's the 9.8 gonna go then?
We just don't deal with those kind of people.
Well, now your batwing has clipped the microphone finally. Well, we've got it down, don't we?
I'm back.
What about the personalities? What about their, like, what if they've gotten a lot of surgery to get to that 9.9 in 10?
That would be preferred.
That's preferred?
That's preferred that you actually
do. You get a special VIP card with that?
And as a vertical integrations go, we will open up a new surgical... What is that called?
Plastic surgery?
Plastic surgery place right
in front of I don't know what it's called.
Right in front of the mall so that you can get in good shape to come.
So it's like a factory now. You basically go in, you become beautiful, you go to a cat cafe if you're 9.9, and then if you're 10, you go to the toilet.
And right before you leave, you get beat up in the face.
So you go back to whatever the hell you were.
And you become worse than what you were when you came in the first place.
Oh, man.
This is a genius.
Yes, you're full of ideas, Shaka.
It's a pure genius. I think I should put that TM on that right there.
Yeah, you should trademark everything we say.
Or that TM plus infinity.
I don't think that exists at all.
On the copyright forever, as long as I live.
I don't think there's a trademark plus. I don't think so.
Live forever anyway.
Yeah, you live forever. I don't think you need to trademark anything. Well then, that was a good run. You know what? I think we should just quit.
I think we should quit this and then go do that.
We should. So all of you, it was nice meeting you all, but this is our last podcast. I'm Kevin.
Shaka.
And this is Name As You Go. See you. Now he's a breath of fresh air in this game, so shit must change. Step back or move forward and get rearranged. You had your chance, I think it's about time we flip the
Linus on the world stage. Praise the chef, watch your back for fail. Sous un nom, c'est choué, nous au soir. Men, please, nice girls, punchline and rope beats. Spoony Mali, nice cars, nice house and nice chicks. Pupo Lama Chita, from Starbucks to Embakasi. From here to the grave, representing hip-hop and Zanji.
Check, 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 hot setting like cars. These parades, are you gon' stop, they close. Virginity force that, are you gon' stop it when we just push? MCs are United Nations, they call us George Bush. His little advice before you think you're smart and try and push. Hip-hop is ours, don't doubt us, they're lavish. Powers come scatters, we found us of new ways to make it feel right and so.
Praise the chef, watch your breath go fail. Sous un nom, c'est choubi, nous au soir. You know what, this is the season of the squatter, yeah. Take your seat, it's a bit of barnia, summer day. No competition for the squad, I'm rapper, shala pants. It's
monkey see, monkey do, emphasis, and for fuss. Rappers, I got bitches on my nuts. Fuck that money, bitch. Shit, I let bitches run on this dick. Joking, just run me. I make chicks take six fills. I'm all about abortion, kid. I'm sick like 666. So when I rap, people like, how the fuck does it do, man? I got rap skills, and I'm fucking has what I can't be. Yeah, you better.